Martin Takomoi says the ministerial order was reached after a series of meetings involving the proprietors, head teachers, and representatives of parents, teachers' associations of some of the faith-based community and private schools.
Ministerial order number 5/2021, private school fees. The Ministry of General Education and Instruction received abundant complaints from parents across the country, reporting that some private schools were charging very high school fees. The ministry acknowledged that most of our private schools charge reasonable fees, and it applauds these private schools. But disappointingly, we confirmed that there are some few private schools that charge very, very high. The ministry engaged the owners, or the headmasters and representatives and parents and teacher associations of all the sorts of schools, faith-based, community-based, private schools, in very serious meeting or very serious deliberations with them, take into consideration the economic situation in this country.
Tako cited some fees that private schools were charging, which he described as very, very high.
One school in Munich Payam charged $3,250 per annum per academic year, see? And another school charged 1,000, and this is a primary and nursery section, they charged $1,290. Not all schools are charging the same. There are schools which charged reasonable, and I would give a good example of the Sacred Heart. They called the parents and I requested from them, how much are you able to pay? And the parents unanimously agreed and they fixed a rate. And not only that school, there are a number of private schools that were reasonable. And on behalf of the ministry, we praise them for that nationalistic feeling. But the majority are the schools that have highly charged. We could not believe our eyes when we met them. One of the owners of the school said, the school is like a shop. The private school is like a shop. Bring your goods, charge as you want it. Anybody who wants that service or that good can buy it. Imagine.
A committee that was formed to investigate the issue of the high fees charged by private schools came up with resolutions that led to the issuance of the ministerial order. The order stated that all private schools should charge annual fees not exceeding 80,000 South Sudanese pounds, while private boarding schools are to charge fees not exceeding 200,000 South Sudanese pounds.
The order is as follows. One, all private schools to charge school fees in Republic of South Sudan only in South Sudanese pounds, not any other foreign currency. Number two, the private schools to charge annual school fees not exceeding 80,000 South Sudanese pounds only. And this 80,000 is per academic year. And this is to be divided by three terms. And this includes everything. See, I don't want to waste your time to read what they charge. There are a lot of things besides the school fees. But this 80,000 is everything inclusive there. The boarding schools, you know, the boarding schools are very expensive to feed them, to do this and all this. We decided that the boarding schools should not exceed 200,000 South Sudanese pounds.
The order, however, cited some exceptions, and these are extracurricular activities and international schools.
The payment for extracurricular activities such as the sports shall be optional, and this should be decided by the parents and the teachers themselves. Anybody contravening this order will face full force of the law. And of course, this ministerial order has nothing to do with the international schools. They are not teaching our curriculum, and it is optional. I think in South Sudan, there are only very few people who take their children to international schools, because these are the people who are wealthy, or what they say, well-to-do people.
The Deputy Minister for the Ministry of General Education and Instructions, Martin Takomoi, directed all state ministries of general education and instructions to implement the order. He also advised parents to report private schools that will violate the order to authorities at the ministry. Martin said inspectors of schools would also be carrying out inspections to ensure that the order is adhered to. Lokuri Henry reporting for Radio Miraya.